What's the silly thing that you or your kid is or was afraid of? 877-591-9696. So, 4th of July, remember, it was foggy that night. We went out of our, and we had been telling our daughter, Dahlia, for weeks that we were going to see fireworks. And she always sees fireworks, like, at the beginning of, like, a Disney movie or something. She's always like, fireworks, fireworks.
So beautiful.
Like, coming up, we're going to have fireworks on the 4th of July. And so she's like, fireworks. She's so excited about fireworks. So 4th of July comes, right? And you know the story. It was foggy. We had gone over to the museum campus over there by
the planetarium.
By the planetarium and the aquarium and all that. And we found a good place to sit. And we thought, yeah, it's foggy, but these fireworks are going to power through. They're huge.
Why is it such a good place to sit? Why isn't anyone outside? Because you couldn't see anything.
There was a million people over there, too. And everybody was waiting and waiting. And, like, I think everybody sort of low-level thought, we'll see something, even if it's a little blurry. And then the fireworks started late, and we saw nothing.
Right.
But we could tell that it was a show because you could hear it. And so it was a little bit of a disappointment that night. And then...
But your daughter didn't know it was a disappointment. She just thought fireworks was us going outside.
Well, and well, also on the way back to the car, we were walking by Grant Park, and there were people, like, blasting off fireworks right there. And that was less fun because it was so loud and kind of freaking her out. And little did we know at that point, I think there was a little bit of trauma being put into her because the fireworks had become scary.
Oh.
That night. But she kept talking about fireworks, fireworks, fireworks. And so we thought, you know what? Navy Pier does fireworks on Wednesday nights at 9 and on Saturday nights at 10. Let's go another night that's not 4th of July. And so we went to Belmont Harbor and we're like, cool, there's not a whole lot of people out here. We get a great view of Navy Pier. We're going to see the fireworks and it's going to be amazing. So we packed the family up. We go get ice cream at Jenny's real quick. And then we head to, we made a whole evening.
Oh, you made a thing. Oh.
Yeah. And we brought our, you know, chairs and everything, and we went and sat down and waited for the fireworks, and here they come. Boom, 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 boom. And it's beautiful coming up over Navy Pier, and we're, you know, a few miles away, but we could still see it really well. We could hear it a little bit. And we look over towards our sweet 2.5-year-old daughter, and she has covered her eyes and does not want to see the fireworks anymore. She now hates it because I think she got spooked on the 4th of July because there were fireworks that were just too close and too loud.
Oh, she was trying to be so brave for you guys.
Yeah. And so she didn't cry. She just covered her eyes and looked down, and we were like, oh, you look, they're pretty. And we're like calling out the colors. We're like, they're orange and blue and red. And she's... no interest.
She did not care.
The whole show went by and it ended, and then she kind of peeked up and we're like, it's okay, the fireworks are done. And so we're like, yo, we came out here for you.
For you. Yo, there's not only you came out there for her, the preparation of it all was at the very least 2 hours.
Yeah, it was a whole thing, you know. Whatever, she got to have some ice cream that night.
Yeah.
And then she wanted to watch videos of fireworks.
But not the actual fireworks.
But not the actual fireworks.
Okay, to be fair, I was afraid of fireworks when I was little, and it didn't go away for a long time.
Oh, but you're good now, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But I get it, though. Fireworks can be scary when you're a kid, and then when you're grown up, you're like, oh, wait, this is actually so fun.
So what is that thing that you or your kid is afraid of? 877-591-9696. Grandma Debbie. Okay, so this is actually kind of interesting. So this isn't like fireworks or anything like that. This is a current fear of yours.
Well, I'm still afraid, yes, to this day. It happened when I was 5, the original thing. So when I go into bed or into the other room, I have to make sure the shades are shut all the way. They can't even be open to crack because I feel like there's someone peeking in at me. So my mom used to come into my room and find I was, like, sleeping underneath my pillow. My head was under the pillow. And she asked me one day why, and I told her someone's looking through the window. So she figured out when I was 5. The babysitter was babysitting us, and her boyfriends and friends came and pounded on the windows, and she was really scared. So it made me really scared. So I think to this day, right, that it's still there. So when even now, when I go into the other room at middle of the night, make sure the shades are shut all the way so no one can peek in at me.
That's interesting. And so I've learned from my wife, who is a psychologist, that there are like big traumas that you have in your life, obviously deaths and like big traumas.
Yeah.
And there's what they call little T little T like it's a rapper. There's little T traumas.
Yeah.
And it's things like this that will, they'll be, it'll stem from something that's actually relatively small, but it'll stay with you forever, especially if you're like five. That's crazy. Well, yeah. And that is kind of creepy. Somebody looking through the shades. And the babysitter, what's wrong with this babysitter letting her friends come over?
And why was she scared if she knew who it was? You know what I mean? Because I, being a two or whatever, 3 or 5 year old, I had no idea it was her boyfriend.
Oh.
That's nice.
And then when my parents came home, we found out that it was her boyfriend and his friends that were pounding on the window.
Yeah.
This is a very, like, valid fear, though.
I'd be so mad at the babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and now, you're Grandma Debbie now. You've had some years to consider this, and this is still a little bit spooky to you. Understood. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good day, everyone.
All right, you
Bye.
Too. 877-591-9696. What is that thing that you or your kid is scared of?
You know what I always think is a really funny, silly fear of little kids?
Hmm.
When they're afraid of one, like, specific person, like, that they've never met before, but they're like, they don't like grandpa or something.
Or grandma.
Or grandma.
Depending on the situation.
Yeah.
877-591-9696. We want to hear from you. What's the silly thing that you were afraid of, or maybe your kids are or were afraid of now? 877-591-9696. So we're sharing that my daughter is terrified of fireworks. She was really excited about the fireworks, but now she's spooked.
Probably because she saw them being lit from cars on Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah, and that'll do it. And it was, we were just too close to them and too loud, and now she's like, nope, 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 nope. Melina in Chicago. So what is it that you were afraid of?
Hi. So when I was little, I was afraid of thunderstorms. Like, I would cry so bad.
Oh, yeah.
So to get over it, my dad decided to have me sit out on the porch in my little toddler chair during a thunderstorm, and I had to sit through the whole storm.
Oh, so did that help or did it make it scarier? I guess it depends on your approach.
It actually did help, but as a kid, I thought this was crazy.
Exposure therapy.
Exposure therapy, for sure. I've tried to take the approach with my daughter and the thunderstorms of like, oh, this is so exciting, this is so cool, oh look, it's rain, ooh, thunder, you know what I mean?
I try
to make it like it's exciting and not like
Yeah, my dad would do the same thing. He'd be like, oh my gosh, we gotta go outside and look at the thunderstorm, and then we'd hide under the car and look at the clouds.
Yeah, but I understand, like, for little kids, loud noises like that, if you don't know what that is, think about it, you don't even know,
because
you're a little kid, you haven't been around that long, you're like, what the hell? It feels like the end of days.
Yeah. Well, my dad is an ex-Marine, so he didn't sugarcoat anything.
Yeah, I believe it. Oh, I love it.
He said, grab your toddler chair. You're sitting outside in the rain.
Yep. Well, thank you for that story. And have a great day, Melina.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Alma's on the north side, and your kid is afraid of...
car washes.
Oh.
Oh, like the kind that you put your car in?
Yeah, like literally like a regular car wash.
Yeah.
It just started when he was like a baby, and we just found out like he was afraid he would cry. And so now we kind of use it as like a punishment.
Oh my God.
So if
Alma,
he's being bad, we'll be like, we're going to go take you to the car wash.
Oh.
And he's like, no.
That's good parenting right there.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when
he's
I was
like obsessed with it, though.
Yeah, I know. When I was a kid, there was a haunted car wash near us. And during the Halloween season, they would like put like, you know, I guess like, what do you call them? Actors or whatever
inside.
In there, and all kinds of decorations and stuff. And they would
spooky.
Make it orange and black and spooky. And what a great way to get you to wash your car. Well, you know what? I do like that. And I understand why that could be spooky for kids. Do you have like a moonroof or a sunroof?
No, we don't.
That would make it even scarier.
Regular windows.
Yeah.
I know.
The windows
he,
are
he,
enough.
He, like, he likes them, but he hates them at the same time. Like, he'll watch them on YouTube, but then when he's, like, being bad, I'm like, okay, I'm going to take you to the car wash. And I'm like, no, no, no. So,
oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't know if he's afraid or not now.
I think when kids are watching stuff that they're normally afraid of on TV, they're like, oh, it's behind the screen. I'm safe.
Yeah.
but
when it's in real life, it's a little bit scary. Well, thank you for that, Alma. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You guys, too.
All right.
Bye.
Ashley in Hammond, Indiana, part of the Morgan Carla Mornings Mafia. So this isn't your kids, but this is your niece. And he was afraid of?
She was afraid of a friend of ours. I don't know. We had an older friend who would come over quite a bit and just kind of like...
What was his name?
Out, help my husband. Larry.
Old man Larry. Larry.
Scary Larry.
Scary Larry.
He would say, oh my gosh, Scary Larry is exactly what we called him. He would come across the street and she would have a complete meltdown before he could get to our yard. She would, I mean, I don't know how to explain it. It was like she saw the devil walking.
You know what? That's how my daughter was when she met my brother.
Oh, she got bad vibes.
Well, and my brother is not as dashing as me. No, I'm just kidding.
He just, no, you're not.
He just has a, like, kind of an untamed beard.
Yeah.
And he's a little bit taller. And I think she was like, this is frightening.
She's like, I'm scared.
Yeah. And then he like, fed into it. And he's like, she hates me. She hates me. And I'm like, okay, bring it down a notch.
She doesn't know you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ashley.
Well. You guys have a good one.
All right,
you too.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
We'll do one more here. Gloria, who's also part of the Moe and Carla Mornings Mafia. Gloria. Your daughter can't look at a picture even of what?
Snake.
A snake. Yeah. You know what? I think that's all of us. Snakes are creepy. I was on Michigan Ave walking to Chipotle the other day. You know how they got the birds out there. I'm down when the macaws are out there. Mm-hmm. But they had the snakes out there. And they have people paying to see the snakes. And I'm like, nope. Count me out.
It's such a tourist thing because I don't think that they know that they have to pay until afterwards.
They're like, oh, let me take a picture with this snake. Yeah.
That'll be $17.99.
Yeah.
Actually, Karen insisted to go to the zoo yesterday, and she's like, I don't want to go into the reptile area because of the snakes. So I'm like, okay, fine, that's fine. We don't have to. So if you go into, like, where the giraffes
are. Are you talking about the Lincoln Park Zoo? Which zoo are you talking about?
Yes, the Lincoln Park Zoo. So at the end, it's like when you're getting out of where the giraffes and all those type of animals are. They have a picture of a snake.
Oh. So you avoided the whole reptile section, and then it's like, surprise, snakes, anyway.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not looking. Aww. I'm like, well, you have to uncover your eyes because you're going to hit the door.
Oh, I love it.
I had Andy in the stroller, and she's like, okay, fine. I look, but I'm not looking that way.
Oh, poor kid. Yeah, you know what? The world can be a scary place when you're a kid. All of it's new.
Because you don't know a lot of it. Because even if you've like never seen a snake in real life, you see one scary movie and it's like, oh,
game
I'm
over.
Forever going to be afraid of this. Clowns, snakes, sharks. Have you watched Jaws?
Yeah. So Annalise is in Libertyville and she is afraid of sharks still as an adult because she saw Jaws as a kid.
Valid fear.
And yeah, and you know what? Sharks, we should be afraid of them.
Don't you have a brother-in-law that was bit by a shark once?
No, but I know there's somebody that used to work in our company that got bit by a shark, and she was on TV about it.
Oh.
Yeah, she has a whole, they did like a reality TV show about her.
Oh my gosh, spooky.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Stay away from sharks. All right, coming up, 7:50, your chance to win $1,000 with Can't Crush Carla. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. We are commercial free and streaming live right now on Instagram at B96 Chicago.